Cash the Ticket. It's presented by FanDuel.
Next game, Falcons laying 6.5 at the Panthers.
It's Panthers are passed, and I can't bring myself to doing it after what they did to me last week.
And that's the thing. Panthers down two offensive linemen.
But why is it 6.5? Why did they not just throw a 10 out there? Cousins 509, off 10 days of rest. Panthers just got absolutely eviscerated by the Bears. How is it? How about this? Forget 10. Forget 9.
7.
Forget 8. How is it not even a 7.5? It just feels like such a goddamn trap. I'd never bet Atlanta, but how can I go back to the Panthers?
No, Atlanta's the team to bet here if you're Joe Public, right? Cousins, he finally looks healthy. They're not going to pressure him. Carolina can't get any pressure on the quarterback. He's just going to be doing the air show. He's just going to throw a bunch of yards out there. I would never bet the Falcons here. I'm with you. But with two offensive linemen down Carolina.
You ready for the split?
Yeah, nobody's betting Carolina.
90-92.
Yeah, no one wants the Panthers.
Do we?
Two offensive linemen down. Can you run the ball? If you told me they could run the ball, I could be sold on it being a lower scoring game, and I like points.
Live line update.
Okay.
5.5. No one is betting on the Panthers,
then why is it?
Why is this line going down? Now, here's your problem. We've missed the best of any line. Now it's in a complete dead zone at 5.5. It's Panthers or pass. That's my cap. But God help you.
Pass.
I think if you want, you mix the Panthers in a teaser.
Yes. Pass. Next.